This is Free Talk Live. We are kicking off another week of fun and excitement here on the Monday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And Johnson running a little bit late. He'll be here in moments. 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. That is a number for you to get in control of the phones. And you can literally bring up anything, whether it be a political issue to some sort of a personal problem. Whatever it is that's on your mind, 800-259.
Did you hear that echo there?
I did.
I thought it was the board app mimicking you, which would have been really funny.
Well, it's a political issue to a personal
By the way, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system with over 950 users interacting, over 56,000 posts for you to surf around through. It's all free. It's fun. There's lots of different topics, serious stuff and fun stuff. At freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system, so check that out. So we always come to the table with a bunch of different stuff that we want to talk about in the event that you decide to not take control of the show. And where I'd like to start tonight, man, which is
yes,
a pretty sad story.
Mm.
In fact, it harkens back to the days of the show we did probably a good year and a half ago now, which was all about South Carolina. There was a situation where a family had been pulled over the side of the road for who knows what, light out or just speeding slightly. It wasn't a major infraction at all. They'd just been pulled over by a suspicious cop who...
It was a guy who had left his wallet on the roof of his car.
That's right.
And
that's what it was.
Somebody saw it and called the police, and the police said, therefore put on an APB because they figured it was the fastest method necessary, so they've got an all-points bulletin out on this guy. The cops pull over a guy with an all-point bulletin on him who actually just had his wallet on his roof and
right.
Shoot his dog.
Right, and I think that they said that there was a bank robbery recently or something like that, and for some reason they thought that... I guess somebody claimed they saw money flying out of his wallet or something, and I don't know. Anyway, the cop was suspicious. He pulled over this family. Johnson now joining us in the studio.
Hello.
You a little sleepy?
A little.
We'll get into that later. Anyway, we're talking about the story that we did on the show like almost 2 years ago, where the family was pulled over. It was a South Carolina cop. I think it was a highway patrolman. And the family was just passing through
the
area.
I'm not sure it was South Carolina either.
I think it was. They were passing through the area, and they were going on vacation. They were on vacation, so they had their bags. They had their family dog with them. And the cop pulled them over and ordered the family out of the car. And so they, of course, got out of the car, and at that point, the doors were still open, and they wanted to go close the doors of the car because the dog was there, and
right.
They're on the side of the interstate. You don't want your dog jumping out of the car and going and trotting around the interstate.
No.
So they were begging the cop, begging him to allow them to close their doors of their car.
And of course, the police officers... Just, they're naturally suspicious of these situations. It's like, what do you want to close your car door for?
They explained why they wanted to close their car door.
But that doesn't...
And he didn't care.
Right.
So he did not allow them to close their car door. There was two cops, actually, by this time. And so, of course, the dog jumped out, and it was like a golden retriever. You can actually see the video footage back when we were talking about this before. And, yeah, he's just jumping around, just kind of bouncing around out in the weeds on the side of the road. And then he got a little too close to one of the officers. Officer leveled his shotgun and took the dog's head off.
And would it have mattered if it was a pit bull instead of a golden retriever?
No, it wouldn't have mattered to me at all.
Well, I know, because you hate cops. But
well, I hate cops that abuse their authority and just do outrageous things like this. The dog was
But
clearly...
you believe the cops do that. Like, that's where you're coming from all the time.
Cops
so, I'm asking you a question. I see.
If they didn't happen, we wouldn't be able to talk about them.
It's true.
I agree with you that cops should absolutely be able to take off the dog's head after the dog has bitten the cop.
Or even
because you know what?
Made him
if
move.
That cop, if it's a pit bull, I'm sorry, a large, trained officer has gone through training and is, most officers nowadays, physically fit. You don't see fat cops anymore.
Right. Not too much.
So even a pit bull, the worst he's going to do is some damage to a cop's leg. That cop, the dog isn't going to be coming up and jumping and taking out the neck of the, it's
Certainly.
Just not going to happen.
And cops are trained to respond to force. They're supposed to respond to force that's initiated against them with an equal or
when,
a larger amount, slightly
when
larger
has
amount.
That been true?
Well, that's how they're trained. That's not necessarily how they act. And so if a dog's coming to bite you, I don't think that that justifies shooting the dog. It might justify a swift kick to the head. And if the dog keeps coming, then maybe you could use a more violent action.
You know, I know it's easy to second guess people from... I had a conversation with a woman one time in a sauna of my health club about why do police have to shoot criminals that, you know, for whatever, you know, she was talking about police shooting criminals. Couldn't she just shoot them in the leg? You know, she was a proponent of less violence, you know, so don't kill, shoot and kill criminals, shoot them in the leg. Well, personally, if I'm a cop and I feel that I'm threatened in some manner or another, I'm probably going to use my gun. One of the good reasons why I'm not a cop is because I would be threatened more times than these guys are. You know, I'd be coming up on a call, some guy would sneeze, bam, he's dead. Well, I'm just, it's a good reason why I'm not a cop.
Yes.
You know, I would be, to me, it's it would be a very, lots of scary situations those guys deal with.
I understand, and I understand being in a scary situation. This, however, was not scary. This was a friendly
something
little
very,
puppy.
Yeah, something very bad happened.
And it was quite obvious. Okay, now here's the situation that happened just last week that we're going to report on today. Police, according to the Decatur Daily, police justified the shootings of two dogs during a drug raid, saying that attempts to subdue the dogs with a fire extinguisher failed. But one of the women arrested...
How do you subdue a dog with a fire extinguisher? That's going to just make a dog go nuts.
Yeah.
You know, I used to have a dog that it was actually kind of funny. If you sprayed the water hose at it, it would just start snapping and biting the water stream as though the water stream was a creature. No, it was a border collie. So it would attack the stream of water, and it would just come out and be snapping into the stream of water, just, you know, really, really quickly. As you know,
that's
just,
not uncommon.
No, it's not. And it was interesting. It was fun just to spray the dog's water.
Really
so it would go nuts.
I would say that any dog that was attempting to subdue a dog with a fire extinguisher doesn't seem like a very good idea. It sounds like it's going to upset the animal greatly.
Well, one of the women who was arrested said the incident amounted to police gunning down her family pets in cold blood. She says, Jacqueline Cagle, she says, they said they came in with fire extinguishers, but they came in shooting. Police arrested Cagle, age 26, and her boyfriend, Roderick Metcalf, 23, on charges of first-degree possession of marijuana during a raid Wednesday night in which officers used deadly force on pit bulls owned by Cagle's mother and brother. The animals were drawn toward the commotion when police stormed the residence, said Cagle. She said, quote, the dogs came running up the hallway and never even made it to the door. The police officers were already through the door and were firing shots at the dogs, firing shots everywhere. After the police shot her brother's dog, the two other
pit bulls... So did these guys have a warrant?
I presume they did. We'll get to it. After the police shot her brother's dog, the other two pit bulls attempted to flee. When my mother's dog came running toward us, they shot him in the back. They shot my brother's dog twice. She tried to get up on her side and didn't even make it up onto her side before they blew her brains out all over the floor.
Well, I'd say if you shoot the dog, but it's probably best to just go ahead and shoot it in the head. I mean, end its suffering.
Sergeant Farron White of the Organized Crime Unit said officers did attempt to use fire extinguishers on the dog before resorting to shooting them. Officers did shoot one of the dogs a second time after the first shot put it on the floor. And they claimed the dog was trying to get back up and get to the officers. According to I think the boyfriend, actually Cagle said police wanted to kill all three of the dogs and that her pit bull escaped the third one, but only by hiding from police under a table in the corner. She said they wanted to shoot my dog so bad I had a gun aimed at me because me and my boyfriend were sitting together on the couch and my dog jumped over the couch and got behind us. They were telling us to get out of the way so they could shoot her. And we're going to come back with more about this case. It's pretty sick. 1-800-259-5791. And you'll get to find out exactly how much marijuana they caught these people with. You won't believe this. 800-259-5791. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show if you make the call, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photograph, and we put them up on our website because we really appreciate our lady listeners.
We appreciate them, too.
Appreciate them. We like them.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call. Toll free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Alrighty then, and again, join us online, freetalklive.com. So, we're talking about the, something. Apparently this happened in Decatur. I'm presuming that means Decatur. It says Tennessee Valley. Is that Alabama? I don't know. Anyway, two dogs were shot and killed by the cops on a drug raid. And they're raiding somebody's house. I guess the cops felt threatened by these. They were pit bulls, which, of course, everybody always presumes that if it's a pit bull, they must be dangerous and angry dogs, which is not necessarily the case. And apparently, as soon as they walked right into the, as soon as they walked in, they shot the dog, the first dog. And
according to the people being arrested,
according to the people in the house, and there were multiple people in the house, and according to the cops, they claimed that they tried their fire extinguishers first. How many times have you ever seen footage of cops going to raid a place with a fire extinguisher in hand?
I've never seen that, and I don't know the cops carry a fire. Do they run out to their car, get a fire extinguisher, come back with a fire extinguisher, shoot the dogs?
Oh, there's dogs in there. Let us go get our fire extinguishers.
Right. What?
Yes.
And then, I mean, like, you would think that there would be evidence of this. I mean, there should be fire extinguishers.
Cops use pepper spray on dogs. I mean, that's what they do.
Well, in this case,
well, pepper spray would have been fine.
There was three dogs in the house. They shot and killed one of them. The other two were then running away at that point, according to the family in the house. The family then claims that they then shot the second dog as it was running away, basically shot it in the back. And the third dog managed to go and hide underneath a table and cower. And
they wanted to shoot it, too.
They apparently wanted to shoot it, too. According to...
Well, I'd like to first off say that this is the reports of somebody who got arrested and is probably not very happy about their arrest. Arrested and had their dog shot. And is probably not very happy about that. So,
Think they're embellishing it?
No, I think that everybody embellishes things. I mean, I think that embellishments are natural human reactions.
Well, I know one thing's for sure. I'm going to lean towards the side of the owners here, the dog owners, as opposed to the cops.
I would like to say that I don't think that...
Who have a tendency to lie and try to cover up for one another.
Oh, but come on. I mean, the cops, I'm sure they had to have had a reason there. These people must have been, like, big-time heavy drug dealers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was a drug raid, and they did capture some marijuana. In fact, we'll tell you how much here in a moment. The raid, by the way, left...
Pounds. It had to have been pounds. Pounds and pounds.
The raid left...
Truckloads.
Left the carpet riddled with bullet holes and soaked with blood and urine from where the dogs wet themselves in fear, according to the homeowner. Her dog apparently is still nervous, the living dog, is still nervous from the incident and refuses to eat. And she says they never even sprayed a fire extinguisher in the house. After my boyfriend and his friend were handcuffed and taken outside, I saw a fire extinguisher brought in at that point, she says. Cagle said her family didn't keep the pit bulls as guard dogs and that the animals were healthy, good-natured, and well-trained. And that's the way pits
and
can
indoors.
Be. Yeah, that's the way pits can be if you just raise them right. Just like any other dog. She says they didn't have a mean bone in their bodies. If the police were attacked, then why were there no injuries to anyone? I'd like to see some slobber on a leg or anything to prove it. She said that her brother's 7-year-old female named Snatch was the mother of her 4-year-old female Gidget. Her mother owned a 4-year-old male dog and doesn't... Nobody cares. We've had these dogs forever. They've never had any trouble with these dogs, meaning they haven't had any incidents with the neighbors or anything like that. So, clearly, according to the family, these dogs were nice doggies, and were probably just trying to defend their territory, if anything else. According to, she says the female, one of the female officers actually walked by. According to them, they thought it was funny. The police thought it was funny that they just killed these dogs.
I would think that they probably did. I mean,
a female officer said that as she was walking by, saw my mother's dog laying there, and said, "Good dog." And my mother had to sit there and see that, according to Cagle. Then they put a picture of my mother's dog on the back of the recliner so that when she came in, she would see a picture of her dog that they had shot while it was running away from them. The cop said he couldn't respond directly to whether those incidents took place. I have no comment on that. But he said he did not believe officers had done either one of them. Well, of course. Always defend your officers. Police said they seized marijuana, cocaine, drug paraphernalia, and cash during the search. The cops said the drugs had not yet been weighed. Then later on, the article reports that they caught 8 grams.
8 grams of marijuana?
8 grams.
Quarter.
Cocaine and the...
She said that despite the police claiming to have seized cocaine in the search, none of it was found. The family...
They'll find it later.
Right. The family had packed everything up for a move, and the $600 cash the police seized was intended to pay for moving expenses, according to the woman. Here's what Cagle had to say, the lady of the house. She said, the police actually had the nerve to act like it was our fault that our dogs were dead because we'd smoked marijuana. Taxpayers paid a lot of money for what happened the night before last, and I don't think their money was well spent at all.
I have to agree. As a taxpayer, I feel the same way. I can't...
You know where taxpayer money would be well spent? Putting those cops in the chair.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd like to see them executed, personally. I'm not for the death penalty.
It's just an animal.
Kill somebody's dog.
And then make jokes about it in front of them. That was not a cop acting out of duty. That was not a cop acting out of self-defense. A twisted, sick individual.
When you work at such a difficult job, you'll end up with a morbid sense of humor. I mean, you have to look...
It's inappropriate.
I have a morbid sense of humor. People that hang around with me know that I have a sick sense of humor.
Your job is to protect and serve.
You are charged with responsibility.
And every day, you're surrounded by felons and violent people. Would rather see you dead than alive. So you're going to end up with a bit of a morbid sense of humor.
Good. You're surrounded by felons and people every day. You know what that means? That means that you are used to dealing with them, and so it becomes very easy to be a professional, responsible adult.
Make the jokes. Hold your jokes until afterwards when you're just with your buddies, and then joke.
Oh, it was completely irresponsible, but I'm just saying that you know, people have to make jokes to make their lives livable.
I understand that.
I mean, so the people that work for the coroner's office make jokes about their jobs,
I'm
too.
I'm sure they do.
And I can't believe they talk about somebody's grandma like that. They ought to be put in the electric chair.
But they wouldn't
What a bunch of prima donnas I'm sitting in the room with.
Stop it. They wouldn't say anything about anybody's grandmother in front of the family members.
It would be grossly inappropriate at that
point. Yeah. And this was totally inappropriate.
No,
beyond the fact that they killed these people's dogs.
You're calling us prima donnas, but if that had happened to you, you would have gone off and you would have been shot.
What if they had shot Mr. Stinky Pants or whatever the hell you would have flipped out
if one of those cops had told a joke like that in front of you and you would have attacked that officer.
It's very, very wrong. I'm not calling what these cops did right. I'm telling you that you're not looking at it from a human perspective at all.
Sure I am. I'm looking at it from the perspective of somebody just got their dogs killed.
And a lot of people are scared of pit bulls. I mean, think about it as a Bengal tiger. Somebody has a Bengal tiger out there that won't eat you if you come in the house.
Uh-huh.
But you're going to be scared like it's going to.
There's a difference between a Bengal tiger
not a stretch.
And a
people
dog.
People look at pit bulls like they're the most evil dog ever.
These cops just wanted to harass
some
marijuana smokers, and that's all this was. There have been times when cops have raided people's homes and specifically pointed weapons at people's animals to try to get a rise out of these people, which might have been what the joke was about. They might have wanted to get a rise out of one of the owners to try to get them to attack the cops so they could shoot them too. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEEN market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at BGFindTheShop.com. That's BGFindTheShop.com. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got archives there, last 6 days of the show. As a matter of fact, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You don't have to dig through the site to try and unearth the archives. They're right there, freetalklive.com. So go grab them up. In fact, you can scroll down past day number six, and you'll find a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org, and they'll provide you with literally months' worth of the show, all of it for free. freetalklive.com. So, still discussing this issue with the cops and the dogs. What happened was, I think it's Decatur, we're presuming the Illinois area.
A place called Decatur.
Right. There are more than one. There's
and, you know, if Decatur. I was king, that wouldn't happen.
Yeah, they wouldn't. You wouldn't be allowed to have the same name of a town?
No.
Across different states?
States, countries, the world. There wouldn't be a Naples, California. There wouldn't be a Naples, Florida,
right.
Because there's already...
Naples, Italy.
Well, you know, actually, there's a place in Italy called Napoli, and English, and for whatever reason, English-speaking people couldn't quite get that, so they called it Naples.
Could there be a Napoli and a Naples?
Yeah, there could be a Napoli and a Naples.
As long as it's spelled different.
Which would you say, Naples, California, or Naples, Florida? I'm going to go with Naples, Florida. I think it's worth more.
There would be several factors, and I would make it based judicially. Like, you know, it would be arbitrary because I was king, and arbitrariness would be allowed.
Whoever paid you the most.
That'd be a factor.
I think that, no, I'm too vain for that. I would probably just, say...
Whoever
I
lavished
like
the most.
I would say I like Naples because, you know, Naples, Florida because...
Whoever presented you with the largest harem.
That would be an issue.
By the way, White Rabbit emails in on this issue. He says, by the way, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, in the Quad Cities area of Iowa and Illinois, there's an angry public debate right now about dogs, especially pit bulls. Every couple of months, a pit bull will jump a fence and attack somebody. Sometimes,
or something.
Sometimes it's a tragedy. Sometimes the cops get there in time and blast the dog. In any case...
In time to blast the dog.
In any case, there's no love lost for these dogs, and there have even been reports of dogs being poisoned in their homes. I don't know what that means. Maybe the neighbor is poisoning them?
I'm sorry. Sure. There is mace for dogs, and it's inexcusable.
And the cops have mace.
Well, and you know, but regular mace doesn't work as well on dogs. There's special doggy mace. But I'm sure regular mace does plenty.
A good kick to the head, I think, would send a dog.
Yeah, I know that from personal experience.
To a dog to kick it in the head.
I know
and
it.
Some people are older.
I've had a dog.
These are cops.
I've had a couple of dogs attack.
I thought we were talking about people.
No, I'm sorry. Now I'm talking going back to the cops.
I want
to
speak from personal experience. I want to stop down and I want to speak from personal experience. I've had a couple dogs attempt to attack me. I have kicked 3 dogs in the head.
Mm-hmm.
To stop them from attacking me. I've worked around dogs. I trained dogs for a while. I've worked around working dogs, which aren't always as friendly as pets because they're trained to do things like herd sheep and water rescue and whatnot. And I've had lots of experience with that type of dog. And I have had, you know, dogs that were kept that were known, you know, as people were warned, these are not people dogs, these are work dogs. And have had dogs, actually the same dog that was the water dog, the one that liked to attack water, freaked out on me one time. I kicked it in the face. It never hurt. Never. Yep. Well, that was it. And, you know, right after that, right after kicking it in the face, which I didn't want to do, but it was coming at me to attack me, right after that, I went up to him, I consoled him, I was petting him, and he was fine, and he never did that to me again.
I think that's a good way to train a dog in that particular instance. One time I was jogging down the street, and two Rottweilers came running at me. I became scared, and I ran away from the Rottweilers rather than stopping turning around. Am I a bad person deserving to be mauled?
No, absolutely not.
No, I'm not.
No, absolutely not, but... running away from the dog is a good way to get mauled because you're not facing away.
Okay, so I made a mistake. Yeah. The thing here is that, you know, should, shouldn't. There's two sides to this story. And one of those sides could be a person who is very scared of pit bulls.
Fine.
And that person's not bad.
Cops. It sounds to me like there was more than one cop involved here.
Yes, but only probably only one of them shot the dogs.
It's just somebody's pet, and I'm sorry, they're trained officers.
The article doesn't make that clear. One thing that it does mention...
And I'll tell you what, you know what?
It's not to protect the serve
and
to get freaking mauled.
Okay, you know what? If that's the way the cops want to treat the dogs, then when a civilian shoots a dog, it's not an officer. Okay. If you want to take that route, then when a civilian shoots a cop's dog, then guess what? Your dog's dead, and the dog is not an officer.
But because
of the law.
You normally get charged with killing a police officer.
That's
yeah,
not you
true.
Get charged with killing
it's
a police
misnomer.
Officer if you
it's
kill
not
a police
not true.
Dog. No, it's not
true.
A misnomer.
It is
on
true.
The
internet and
we've reported it on the show before.
It's not true in the majority of states, and I can tell you in this state, there's a crime called killing a police dog or horse. It's not a murder of a Leo. Okay? I mean, I know that they say that and they threaten that, but they don't charge him with that. It's like when they walk into the 14-year-old and they say, son, looks like you're going to be going up for
a
while.
It's still a huge charge. It's a huge charge, that crime.
It's as big as they get.
It's worse to kill a police dog than it is to kill somebody else's dog.
But that's true.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's a felony to shoot a police dog. If that's the case, and I'm afraid of dogs, and that dog could be charging me to attack me because the cop ordered it to.
Yeah. Look. All I'm saying is there's two sides to the story. Some cops, I don't agree with the drug war. Some cops were simply enforcing the drug war.
Right, and the cops that tend to enforce the drug war tend to be corrupt more often than any other cops.
That much is true because they're,
tend to be
they're faced with things that make a lot of money. Drugs.
Right.
And they can get a hold of it, and they know how to divert
it. In this case, they got a hold of all 8 grams from this family. They actually were raiding, it was actually the mother's house is whose house they were raiding. And apparently, the female who was arrested, she had never had any criminal record. So the only person that actually had a record was her boyfriend, who had been arrested for marijuana possession last year. And that was the only other prior history here. It was just amazing.
I don't think the issue would be whether somebody has a record or not. I mean, I don't think that you should shoot felons' dogs
well,
and not
cops,
shoot.
That's a huge issue. I mean, whether or not they're going to be how they're going to handle a raid.
I think that. You know, when we're talking, I don't know.
Things went wrong, obviously.
Things clearly went wrong.
And how it could have been done better. You know, obviously,
how about not start firing as soon as you enter someone's house?
Well, I mean, if the dogs are going
if two dogs come, roo, 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 I might, big dogs. I don't know what I would do. You, as a cop who's, who's using, enforcing a warrant, you can't just go back out the door and clunk. Sorry.
Yes.
Could you
I
call the dog
that.
Off? I mean, you can't really do that.
That would give them time to flush the drugs, all 8 grams of it.
Right. Well, they didn't know it was 8 grams. They thought that they were doing, a real service to the community. They were going to get pounds of marijuana off the street.
I don't believe for a second that the cops could have thought they were going to get pounds of marijuana off the streets. That would mean they would have had to have done some police work. They would have had to,
They get lucky all the time, Ian. You know they do.
They had a tip. They were probably going on a tip.
For a quarter bag?
A tip that somebody was dealing drugs and that they could find the guy at this location. You know, that might have been it. Anyway, we're speculating at this point. 800-259-5791. Your thoughts. Did the cops act inappropriately? How else could they have acted in this particular case?
I'm sorry. And as far as speculation goes, you say they can't back out and they can't, do whatever. I think that a cop could back right out the door and immediately, very loudly announce, we're coming in, take care of your dogs. You have, 20 seconds. We're going to come in and we're going to execute your dogs them know.
Do you see that how that might look to a cop who's all about control? I mean, you have to be in control.
No.
Understand that they believe they have to be in control. They're taught to be in control. And if they're not in control, they believe that their safety is in danger because a cop that's not in control could get shot and killed.
Well, the other thing
is the way that they're taught.
It sounds like they're in control to me when they say, look, you have 20 seconds before we execute your dogs if you don't get them under control. They're still in control.
I think the best way to solve this problem would be just stop doing these no-knock raids. Get the people when they leave their house. They have to leave their damn house sometime. More coming back. Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder product. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole food. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the updates section there. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll find out first if you're on the updates list. And you can get on it for free, of course, by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. So with that, let's go to an email. This one from Trent. He emails the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, subject line, the poor in the state. He says, most of the people at my workplace are ignorant when it comes to basic politics and how government works.
Most people are ignorant when it comes to basic politics and how government works.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you go out, if you, like I told you so many times, there's, I remember a particular Sean Hannity show where they sent the man in the street out there.
Most talk show hosts are ignorant.
And they just couldn't. they had such a difficult time finding somebody who knew that Dick Cheney was the vice president. I mean, just, I couldn't find, what's the name of the vice president?
Not a tough question. I mean, you don't really
and
have to be paying
didn't know.
You really don't have to be paying that much attention.
And I don't know what the population of the United States is versus its citizens, but I would say that it's something, you know, I would, in some cities it's probably about half and half, mm-hmm. but in other places it, you know, probably totals out to, say, 90% citizens versus non-citizens.
Okay.
And then you figure that of those citizens, what percentage is registered to vote?
Like 50%.
Even that?
I think that's about what it is.
Okay.
I think on average. I could be wrong.
So say 50% are registered to vote, and then in your average election, how many people show up?
Not average election?
Not 50%.
On a national election, you'll get over 50%, but an average election, under.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's just a local election,
if it's just local
10%.
Issues, yeah, you can get 10%. Easy.
Right.
Which
so,
is why the Free State Project
is... It's going to be so
choice.
Powerful.
Absolutely.
Right. Because in those local elections, doesn't take very many people.
Well, we were actually out, just on a side note from Trent's email, we were actually out this morning doing a little bit of activism, cluing the ignorant into to the reality that they're living in. And we were doing a Fiji protest, which actually isn't really a protest per se.
Like an apple? Like a Fiji apple?
Nope, that's Fuji.
Oh, Fuji. Okay.
Fiji is fully informed
jury. Wait, I thought that was a camera.
FIJA is Fully Informed Jury Association, and basically they're a group that, and they're changing their name. I think they're going to be called, what are they calling themselves now?
Yeah, it's like AGE or something, AGE, or AGE, AGE.
The
American
Jury Rights Institute, I think is what it is, or something.
I think it's just Jury Institute, American Jury.
Well, anyway, the purpose of it is to...
FIJA is such a cool little acronym.
Yeah, and they spent so long building it.
FIJA and AGE. It's just like, what?
Well, anyway, the point is to educate potential jurors as to what their full rights are as a juror. And what that means is you're allowed to actually judge the law. So, for instance, let's go back to the dog case from earlier in the hour. If you happen to be sitting on that jury...
And somebody is charged for killing a police dog.
No, they would be charged for possession of 8 grams of marijuana, which is what the charge was. And you decided, I don't like these marijuana laws. I don't like these drug laws. I want to just vote not guilty because I don't like the law. You can do that.
Yeah, you can do that.
That's what they don't tell you about in court
right. These
days. They used to, about 150 years ago, they used to tell you about it.
I'd say as recent as 50 years ago, and in a lot of cases, people can cite as recent as like 30.
But it's pretty much been abolished as far as what the judges' instructions are.
It seems to have slowly disappeared. And you can see how lawmakers and the judicial branch would, you know, people don't know enough about laws. They shouldn't be messing around with laws and that kind of thing. So, you know, I know
this
is...
stop telling them.
They forget that it's government by the people and for the people. We're a government of laws here. And it's important that people know that. So... let's just judge the case by its merits, according to the law, and forget that whole my opinion thing.
So we were out cluing these people in to the fact that they have the right to judge the law itself, that they are the final check, the final balance on this system of government, the fourth branch, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And even
government.
If they weren't being clued in, at least we were providing them with some reading material for their stay while they were waiting for hours and hours. Hours and hours
but
for
even,
anything to happen.
But even though we were being very polite, saying good morning to people and just offering information, there's still the muckety-mucks out there that don't want to have anything to do with even, like, speaking to you or being courteous.
Here's something that I found interesting from what happened this morning, which was we had a sign that said, the facts about jury duty.
Right.
Okay? We wanted to inform people of their rights, but that's not how some people were interpreting our sign and our presence there.
Sure.
They were interpreting our presence as though we were there to inform people on how they could get out of jury duty.
Or they thought we might have just been protesting jury duty, period.
Right. Which...
so people don't even take the time.
I could see how they could be confused, though, and I could see why some people would have a strong reaction to that.
Well,
because
that
there are a lot of people who believe that it is your civil duty.
Well, they're jumping to conclusions. That's how they're confused. They're just jumping to conclusions and not bothering to clarify.
Just don't listen. I mean, it's the rule in advertising. You better have your message short, concise, and pound it home, because...
And they don't even care enough to clarify.
You know, now that I know about that issue, though, I totally would have differed the way we designed those signs. I would have said something, instead of the facts about jury duty, I would have said, you know, more information about your time to serve or something. You know, I don't know.
That was too long.
We tweaked it while we were out there. And
we had a lot of space on our 20 by 30 signs.
Nonetheless, it was a success. We gave away all of our pamphlets to people, like 60 pamphlets in less than a half an hour, which I considered a success. And various different age ranges. I mean, we had young people take them from us. We had older people take them from us. So, you know, there was a lot of people sitting in that jury room today that learned a few things about what they can do as a juror. And
likelihood, the people that were walking up anyway that said they didn't want the pamphlets ended up reading them anyway because they made a big deal about not taking pamphlets, so it stuck in their mind.
And then everyone else was reading them.
Reading them, yep.
They probably took them from them while they were in the room because, again, you're there for hours. More coming back, 800-259-5791. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You take control of the show. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there, the broadband version of the show, dial-up version as well, totally free. So tune in at freetalklive.com. We're in the midst of an email from Trent. We kind of stopped down, and we'll continue it here. He's emailing about the poor and the state. He says, most of the people at my workplace are ignorant when it comes to basic politics and how government works. They're also defenders of poor minorities, and as a result, are defenders of the state. These people love
Well, they're
state
not
programs.
Actually defenders.
Right,
of
they just don't
minorities.
Know that.
If that's the way they're handling things, then they're actually probably a big part of the problem.
This is true. He says, these people love state programs and are usually of the belief that more taxes are essentially good because the money will help out those that they believe aren't being
right,
helped.
Because right, because taxes do so much for the poor people.
Right.
The rich just basically ignore them. But they do so much to help those poor people. I know myself being not so great off. I love the fact that almost half of my income goes to the government.
Well, that makes
I
you
get
feel
so
good.
Much back from them. I do. I feel like everything is so happy-go-lucky
oh,
every
but you're
day.
You're helping those people who are poorer than you, Johnson.
And God knows if your life is miserable because you don't make much money, their life is terrible.
Oh,
you know?
It must be horrible that they, you know, that an extra 50% cash back wouldn't help them at all.
Well, and you're, you know, this is so accurate because people just don't pay attention. That's why ignorant is the right word here. They just don't realize it. They presume that the government is altruistic. They presume that the government is doing as it promises and that it's okay the way the government operates.
I presume the government's taking my war and spend or taking my war, taking my money and spending it on war. That's what I presume.
Yeah, and he said
killing people with
he goes
it.
On to say, when it comes to new taxes involving tobacco or the atrocious state-sponsored lottery that just came here, then they're all for it. But when a tax comes around that will be added to something like gas, they suddenly change faces and damn the government, proclaiming that the state is out to get the poor who can barely afford gas and are out just to help the rich people by making oil companies richer. These are statists and non-statists, yes, but the worst kind of statist changes with the wind. As a non-statist, also known as someone who likes freedom, my logic does not work on these people when I defend on a weekly basis that the state should not help out the poor or the rich, which could be described as a level playing field. But these cavalier statists see a level playing field as one where the scale is tilted in favor of the disadvantaged poor, and no matter how much help is thrown in this direction, the rich will continually be taxed more than anyone else, and in the process, blamed and chided for society's problems. When in fact, the so-called level playing field that the liberals are always harping about, how they want to have a level playing field so the poor can get a real shot in the world, it doesn't work that way. I mean, as you were pointing out, Johnson, they're taking 50% of your income. Do you feel like your playing field has been leveled at all?
Nope.
Well, I'd like to...
I sure feel like I've been leveled with poorer people.
That's not... It's not completely fair saying that taxes... Because the income tax is such a large portion of what we pay in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And the income tax is grades upward as you make more money.
And what is the tax that
and if you make under
$14,000,
you pay no income tax.
What is the tax that the wealthy people avoid the most?
They are very successful at evading the income tax.
Absolutely.
I would say that the income tax affects the upper middle class more than anybody else.
No doubt
I
about it.
I feel like for a moment I should talk like Neil Bortz and wish have flat tax, fair tax.
You know what really amazes me? I was looking at the Libertarian Party news recently. There was letters in there from all kinds of libertarians defending the flat tax.
Ugh.
And
garbage.
Just disgusting. We could talk a little bit about
Let's
that.
Let's talk a little
up.
Bit about that.
Yeah, 800
garbage.
800-259-5791. Hour number two coming up. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Live!
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you run...